谢谢。
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I congratulate you on your assumption as the chair of the GGE on laws. Laws is a topic at the forefront of the global AI governance. In October 2023, China proposed the Global AI Governance Initiative, which stresses that the development of the AI must respect applicable international law. All countries, especially the major powers, when researching, developing, and applying the AI technology in the military field, must adopt a prudent and responsible attitude and make sure that AI is always under human control. Laws is the product of technological development and new revolution of military affairs. In addition to humanitarian concerns, all parties should also focus on the prevention of new arms race, strike a balance among humanitarian concerns, military necessities, and the impact on strategic balance and stability, and oppose using laws as a tool to wage wars and seek hegemony. Mr. Chair, I'd like to take this opportunity to brief China's position on several issues to be discussed in this session. First of all, China always advocates that all parties should reach a common understanding on the characterization and definitions of laws, and on this basis, negotiate and conclude a legally binding instrument. In absence of a clear characterization and definitions, we may exercise a tiered management on the laws, as per the technical characteristics and relevant risks. China has proposed five technical characteristics of unacceptable laws and is ready to engage in further discussions. Secondly, China is of the view that as a means and method of combat, laws must respect the Geneva Convention and its additional protocols, as well as other basic principles and provisions of the IHL. Yet it's shown in the previous discussions that great uncertainty remains as to whether the current IHL is adequate to respond to the challenges. Relevant issues remain to be further studied. Thirdly, currently most countries, including China, have established strict review and assessment mechanisms for novel weapons and have adopted necessary risk mitigation measures and confidence building measures. Yet these measures are generally non-binding in nature and can hardly address the concerns on laws in a fundamental way. China supports the discussion for protocol similar to the protocol on blinding laser weapons in order to ban the use of fully autonomous weapons. Given that CCW involves the major military countries, its contracting parties have conducted in-depth discussions on laws. CCW is the most appropriate venue to address the laws issues. China will continue to constructively participate in relevant processes, work hard with all sides, and in line with the mandate, seek new progress in the work of GGE. The full text of this statement will be submitted to the Secretariat. Thank you, Mr. Chair.